8 months ago, research company and Glacier Media reviewed the state of affairs in British Columbia's political scene. A lot has happened since then, and there is plenty of action expected before we actually cast ballots to choose new members of the Legislative Assembly. This may be the last time we ask about the performance of Premier John Horgan. The current leader of the BC New Democratic Party, NDP, stands to leave office with an approval rating of 57%, down 12 points since our previous survey. This is a substantial departure from the final numbers I measured for Horgan's two predecessors, Christy Clark, 38% in 2017, and Gordon Campbell, 9% in 2010. This month, the performance of BC Liberals leader Kevin Falcon gets a positive assessment from 36% of British Columbians, down 2 points since February, while BC Green Party leader Sonia Furstenau checks in at 35%, down 1 point. We also asked about the two BC NDP leadership contenders. More than 2 in 5 British Columbians, 42%, approve of David Eby, while 30% approve of Anjali Appaturai. When British Columbians think about who they want to see as the next leader of the BC NDP, Eby has the upper hand over Appaturai, 30% to 12%. If we look exclusively at those who cast ballots for the governing party in the 2020 provincial election, the advantage is closer to a 4-to-1 margin, 42% for Eby and 11% for Appaturai. If an election were to take place today, the BC NDP would arrive with a 9-point advantage over the BC Liberals among decided voters in British Columbia, 44% to 35%. The BC Greens are third with 15%, followed by the BC Conservatives with 4%. Compared with February, the two main parties have lost some support, 2 points for the BC NDP and 3 points for the BC Liberals, while there are modest gains for both the BC Greens and the BC Conservatives, 2 points each. As part of this survey, we put 4 different scenarios in front of voters in British Columbia to get an idea of what could transpire depending on the intricacies of the BC NDP leadership race. With Eby as leader of the New Democrats, the governing party maintains a 9-point lead over the BC Liberals, 43% to 34%. The revealing finding on this matchup is Eby's strong support among women, 51%, and British Columbians aged 55 and over, 45%. With Appaturai as leader of the BC NDP, the election becomes a statistical tie, 38% for the New Democrats and 36% for the BC Liberals. Support for the BC NDP drops to 44% among female voters, and the governing party would trail the BC Liberals among the province's oldest voters, 37% compared with 41%. The final two scenarios entail the losing contenders in the leadership race launching new parties to contest the next election. An Eby-led BC NDP remains ahead of the BC Liberals, 40% to 34%, with the BC Greens at 15%, the BC Conservatives at 6% and a new provincial political party led by Appaturai at 3%. If Appaturai were to command the BC NDP into the next election, her party would trail the BC Liberals by 4 points, 31% to 35%, with the BC Greens at 16%. A new provincial party led by Eby with 10% and the BC Conservatives at 6%. In the simplest of terms, the defeated BC NDP leadership candidate would have a tough time crafting a new vehicle to get to the legislature. While Eby would be slightly more successful, his entry with a new party would propel the BC Liberals to first place. Aside from the voting numbers with current or future leaders, British Columbians are pondering different challenges. Housing, homelessness and poverty remains the most important issue facing the province, 38%, up 5 points, followed by healthcare with 28%, up 5 points, the economy and jobs with 11%, down 5 points, crime and public safety with 8%, up 4 points, and the environment with 6%, down 4 points. The generational divide on issues is clear, with 47% of British Columbians aged 18 to 34 concerned about housing, homelessness and poverty, and 44% of their counterparts aged 55 and over worried about healthcare. Canada just witnessed a unique provincial election in Quebec, where medical services were consistently the most important issue, and where voters aged 55 and over provided a glowing endorsement of the governing coalition Avenir Quebec Party. If the BC Liberals can connect on the healthcare file and try to win back the support lost in 2017 and 2020, The campaign could be immensely complicated for the BCNDP. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from October 9 to October 11, 2022, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.